Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron and I'm here with Tom and Dom on a wonderful Sunday morning, bringing a hot and fresh episode of Jump Point to your breakfast table. So we have a good one today. We're talking about combined arms and battlefield support. So we're going to talk a little bit about how vehicles, infantry, VTOLs, how we just sort of conceptually see them fitting in. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the new asset cards that are coming out in the Mercenaries Kickstarter and the more traditional strike asset, battlefield support cards. We'll get into some of that stuff. It should be very good. Hopefully no controversy in this episode, but you never know, guys. You never know. This is Jump Point. So let's start out here with a little ready room roundtable, shall we? We're going to start with just an opinion, and Tom, we'll start with you, and then Dom, we'll go to you, and then I'll weigh in. So the opinion is this: do vehicles get in the way of what we love, being battle mechs, or do they force a reality check in a healthy way on battle tech? And when I say vehicles, I guess I really mean combined arms. So you know, you can factor battle armor and things into that as well. So what do you think, Tom?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really have strong opinions about things. Ever, but in this case, yeah. I think one of the whole reasons that we've moved to override is because of our love for combined arms. So obviously I think it's an integral part of tabletop wargaming.
Yeah. Dom, what do you think?
I like playing with vehicles. They've got to exist in Battletech, right? Otherwise it'd be really weird if you were just playing with mechs. Like, that's completely unrealistic. But I do find sometimes that I just orientate towards playing, you know, like a couple of stars versus three lances or whatever, and it's all mechs. And I think it's just because you have such a more, I don't like a personable experience with a mech, because it's a mech that you might gravitate towards, or you like the look of it, where, you know, with the best will in the world, vehicles are pretty standard looking, and they don't, you know, it's just like tank warfare or... You know, well, like infantry warfare. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the last part I was going to say. It makes me think about the rules aspect. Like, to play combined arms effectively, you need to learn additional rules, and you need to be using specific munitions, and then it becomes a much more immersive game. But that's a lot, right?
In the old Inferno SRMs.
I mean, you add that stuff all of a sudden. You know,
it's fun though. It is fun. True. You know, and for me, you know, playing those games with just battle mechs, it's fun. It's a game. When you add combined arms and there's little dudes running around and, you know, there's tanks rumbling across the battlefield, it reminds me of, and I don't know why this just jumped into my head, but like the Battle of Endor, all right? Not the Battle of Endor, sorry, the Battle of Hoth, right? You've got the walkers and the speeders and the infantry dudes, and they're all playing a different part in this big battle.
These little battles.
Yeah. Right. And I think that makes it real. And I think it is a healthy thing, but I do agree that some of the rules can be cumbersome. Segue into, let's talk about battlefield support. So the purpose of battlefield support is to add in artillery, airspace, you know, vehicles in a very sort of simplistic way. These two systems that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to bring up the cards here. So this is one of the new, you know, battlefield assets, right? And this plays like a unit. It's like a little grunt unit, right? It's almost like minions from fourth edition D&D, if you remember those. They're like, you know, the one hit, like, and they blow up. These can take a little bit more damage than that, but, you know, overall, I think they're pretty solid. Like, I think it's a good concept that plays like the video game where they're, you know, they do something, and if left unchecked, they can be really annoying. But you know, they're not gonna necessarily change the tide. If
they're gonna suck up all your focus,
yeah. Right? They're not gonna suck up all your focus, right? Yeah. So you know, the card's pretty simply laid out. Similar to Override. Like, I like when there's everything right in front of you on the card. Like, I don't want to be going back and forth. What does this do? What does this do? It's very like Alpha Strike-esque in the sense that it has TMM, right? And this is meant for Classic, by the way. You know, it shows the movement, 12 hover. It doesn't, you know, there's no multiple movement modes. It just does a thing. Has its range brackets. The skill values are abysmal. That's my one big complaint about these. Like, they're all awful. They almost never hit. Unless they're very, very close. So things like LRM carriers tend to suck, but it shows you damage. Like it does three groups of five damage. And then it has this check, right? So basically a threshold and a check. So if I take 5 points of damage or more, I have to make a check on 2d6. If I beat this number, actually, like it's a little different than that, actually. Like I think it's the other way around. So, you know, like you'll notice the demolisher's check is higher. If your opponent beats the number, the vehicle's destroyed, right? Yeah, so your opponent's rolling. So so higher check is better for you in terms of survivability.
So you like hit this, it with like a large laser.
It could die. It could die in one shot or not. If they roll less than the check, then the check goes down by one. So this thing could theoretically take, you know, four hits, right? Because you're gonna get a two on 2d6 guaranteed, but basically like 6-5, you know, 6-5-4.
So
three,
it doesn't
two or
have fixed hit points.
It does not. It could. It's variable, so it could get destroyed in one hit or not. And something like a demolisher where the threshold's eight, right? So you're gonna have to hit it with multiple.
And also, the damage is 20. Right? Ooh,
well, that mirrors its twin AC20s, right? So it's kind of cool in that regard. I really like this idea. You know, and this is like mobile long tom. So some of them have special abilities, which is the one thing I wish they didn't do. Actually, like these two do not, but some of them have specials where you have to go to like a table and look up like what does this do. They're pretty easy, I'm gonna admit. But
you know,
I kind of wish
like
it was...
artillery makes sense, right?
But, right. But you know, I do kind of like, wish.
Let me
some
guess,
of them
it
were...
can shoot from behind cover, and it's an area.
That's right. And it should have just said like, you know, damage, like, you know, like maybe like a little icon, like, you know, with a circle, like 3, 4, 1, or like whatever, you know, whatever the heck the damage is, you know. VTOLs, right? So, you know, all sorts of different things. Like very low check.
On a four.
I know, right? You could blow it right out of the sky.
Yeah.
And then so this is the other type of battlefield support, right? Where I want to call in an airstrike, right? It's not a model on the table, right? It's like this, it's almost like Magic the Gathering where you play like lightning bolt, you know, like things happen. Target number five, right? How many damage groupings, you know, so on and so forth. And it's kind of interesting, like you can play a long tom this way where you just kind of play the card and it does something, or, you know, you can have the actual asset on the table. All right. So having talked through that, what do you guys think about the two systems? Like, what do you think about the asset system like this versus the other system versus just playing the rules as written or rewriting the rules in such a way like Alpha Strike or Override where it's just much easier to integrate combined arms and it just sort of naturally goes faster? And I want to set this up. Like, it's interesting to me that you can play in a way where a vehicle, like a Manticore or something that has tons of armor, can literally take withering amounts of fire and just truck through. And the only thing that really happens is it gets immobilized. And then it just becomes like a giant sitting turret. Or you can play this other way where, like, we kind of imagine what I at least would imagine to be true, which is, you know, mechs are just like hitting these things a couple times and they just go up in a ball of fire, right?
Yeah.
So let's go for opinions. Dom, I want to start with you. You know, give me sort of your assessment on this. Like, you know, which one do you like better? What do you think about it overall? And then, Tom, we'll go to you.
So I'd actually split this into two. So I actually really, really like the new format of the vehicle cards. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because I'm not orientated towards vehicles. So for me, having that option means that they can be used more like in an arcade game sense where you just, you know, you've got VTOLs on there, you've got tanks. They're just there as like a distraction or to do flanking maneuvers or to do like backup or whatever else.
Right.
And I actually like that. I know that I've come across a lot of people in the community who really don't like these cards.
Oh.
Like they feel like it's really kind of stripped out.
Surprising.
A level of, yeah, I know. Well, okay. But I get that because some people will look at, they'll play it like, or they'll try to kind of emulate real warfare, right? So like a tank, when it gets busted and it's still got its turret doing its thing, that's very realistic and that's a very Battletech-esque thing. But for the sake of like complexity, I'd much rather it just be that the vehicles and the VTOLs were a distraction. What I do like as well, though, is on the Battlefield Support Deck, which I think is the official name for it, the cards that you brought up earlier.
Yeah.
That's the one. I actually use these for artillery all the time on
Yeah.
tabletop. I know that, like, again, the layers of complexity with artillery, which aren't actually too bad in Battletech, but they're very crunchy. And I think if you give people that option, if you are going to play artillery, it can just ruin the gaming experience. Whereas I think these cards, they add it in as a sense of realism, but there's nothing in these cards that's really that crunchy that will, like,
Yeah.
just really unbalance the game. So I'd probably use the cards for artillery. I know if you can't use the cards for vehicles, because the Battlefield Support deck, I think, what is it, mines, vehicles, and airstrikes, I think it deals with.
Right. Yeah,
But
it's our
I've,
artillery,
yeah.
minefields, and airstrikes. Yep, that's exactly
That's
right.
right, yeah.
Which
And I
not
even.
there's only one, sorry to interrupt, there's only one overlap there, which is artillery, right?
Yes,
Minefields and
that's right. Yeah.
aerospace assets don't exist in like in the other format, like in this format, right? You can't get aerospace fighters or minefields, at least not yet. And these you can't get like a tank, right? So
That's right. Yeah. So I think these are almost like the vehicle cards that they've done are like almost a supplement to this system, right? So you've got it all. You can have it all in a deck or in a pile,
Yeah.
a pack of cards.
Right. So Tom, why don't you go ahead and weigh in? Give us your opinions. And while you're doing that, I wanna look something up in these beta rules. But tell us your sort of opinion on all of this.
I don't like any of it.
That's
I
fair.
think they stole the minion mechanic from D&D for the normal cards, which I don't like. And then I'm not here to play Pokemon. I don't like card games. I don't like side games. Not interested at all. It's very like when you don't have the cards and the models on the table, it's just like a power level move. I don't like it. I like aerospace on the board. I like full like
Full
hit
units.
location. The only problem with
He's a
vehicles was
traditionalist.
ever the clunk. Yeah, but the only problem I ever had with them was just the clunky integration with the mech combat, which we sort of solved for, I think, in a pretty compelling way. So now you can use them, and what are the point of these cards? They don't solve anything. They just make the game lamer.
Right, and to be fair, like, if we want to talk about Override for a second, like the whole system is really stolen from Alpha Strike, and I don't want to say stolen because it blends, right, the elements of Alpha Strike. And one of the things we really loved about Alpha Strike was how easy it was to integrate combined arms, right? But you lost all the sort of like, what weapons am I shooting and blah blah blah. So MechWarrior Destiny kind of brought all that together. And MechWarrior Destiny does have vehicle rules in it as well, and they're very akin to sort of that Alpha Strike. So I do agree with you. I wish it was more baked into the rules, but I will say this: if I'm playing Classic, 100%, I'm using this Demolisher card on the screen. Like, that's the way I would play
The
vehicles
one thing I
and
would
stuff in
say is,
Classic.
like to Dom's point about the distraction of aerospace, in smaller games, I almost feel, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I almost feel like there should be a floor to the point value before you can bring aerospace on. Like you can't have a four mech lance and then somebody bringing aerospace, in my opinion, because it's too unbalanced. You really need like a larger force to accommodate that play style. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm not like hard on that, but it was an interesting thought when Dom was talking. I was like, oh, what about that? Because that I think resolves some of my issues with the power of aerospace. But then if you play it correctly, they can be very fragile. I mean, you get one hit, once we figured out the sort of attack vector rules and all of that, it became much more obvious how you defend against it, right, with
Yeah.
mechs.
Well, we
And all of
also
a
sort of.
sudden, it's a lot more risky.
It is risky, and I will also say you and I piloted, and I don't know if we did this. I think we did this in a film battle report where we had the air to air rules, where or at least we entertained it, where like
So
if
much
both
fun.
players have air assets, like you can't attack
They
the
have
ground
to.
until you have air superiority, right?
Yeah.
Or there's some penalty or something. We never really fleshed it out, but I always liked that concept too. One
Yeah,
thing
I'm
I
99% sure we did do that, but
yeah.
yeah.
I want to move off to the next thing, but I want to say one closing thing just for the number up at the top is not the battle value. You have to multiply it by 20 to get to the battle value, just to be
Oh,
clear.
cool. So
But
easy. Yeah.
even yeah, Super easy. You know, yeah. Double it and multiply it by 10. I mean, you know, yeah. And then divide by 3.
Well, we have to put pi, right? And then it's the Fibonacci sequence.
The Fibonacci sequence. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they didn't
total
just...
force size. Yeah, you have to
I don't know why they
didn't
just put battle value up there. And then if you want to go the other way, divide by... Because you're using them. I mean, that's how we balance forces. But anyway, so something like this
value?
Mobile long tom would be like 1540, 1,540 or something like that, yeah. Which is a little more reasonable, I think, than... you know, than we've got, but even still, like
I only play with C-bills, so
that's I mean, who? That's how pros play, Tom. That's how the pros play. All right, I really do appreciate that there are multiple ways to play. I like options. I think that's great, and I think you know that they're moving in the right direction by simplifying. I think the rules is written in Classic for vehicles and. You know, again, controversy at its finest. I think they're too complicated. You know, I think if you're a new player, a dude that's only, you know, that plays 15 other war games, like you don't want to learn that. I think the cards make it easy. I really do like that. So moving on, let's do a little rapid fire, shall we, guys?
Do it.
All right. So Tom, I'll start with you. Then Dom, you will answer on the heels of Tom. Remember, no going
Can
back.
Can we call this running with scissors? That'd be a good name.
A good
this.
Segment. Yeah, we'll add a running with scissors segment. All right, so rapid fire. First rapid fire. Your daily driver. Track, hover, or wheeled?
Hover. Park it anywhere.
Dom?
Oh, I'm just going to say tracked because I like the kind of the optic of tracked. Oh, Tom's correct on the game. Hover is amazing.
Well, if I could put tracks cool. on my Jeep, it would be like the best vehicle ever. So I'm also going
with
track. You
actually can, but
fair point. If I could afford to put tracks on my Jeep, how about that? All right, second question. All right, you're in a battle mech. Who's your best friend? Battle armor, artillery, or aerospace? Tom.
Oh man. aerospace, because artillery can much more likely friendly fire.
Yeah. Okay. Dom.
Yeah, I was going to take that logic. I'd say, well, if you're a clanner, I think battle armor is your best friend because you can use them as like a defense shield, right?
Human shield.
So, yeah, the human shield. So,
ice cold.
Battle armor. Yeah.
I was going to say battle armor as well. I was going to say battle armor as well, but only because, I mean, aerospace is probably a very, very close second, but I was going to say battle armor just to defend against. Like enemy battle armor, because they're like the bane of mech's existences, at least in the novels. But all right, last rapid fire. All right, worst way to die. You're in a battle mech. Worst way to die: infantry swarm or walking into a minefield, or running with scissors.
Infantry swarm all day. It's just the saddest way to go as a mech, I think.
Yeah, it's quite hard to argue with that, especially if they get into like the cockpit and then you have to deal with some like big buff Lyran.
Yeah, and you're just like atrophied.
Bat.
With this giant helmet on, you know.
Who wants that?
Yeah.
At least
oh my
if you're
God.
As you're fighting him, quick, your
like you
leg will
blow up
like...
and you fall over.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are nuts. I actually would have said minefield. At least an infantry swarm, like you're dealing with like live humans, like besting you, like walking into a minefield. You're like, wow, I'm an idiot. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So we're going to do something here. We haven't done this one. We don't do this one very often. We're going to do featured painting.
Look at that. Isn't that a nice little tree?
So I saw a paint job pop up in Discord. I really, really liked this paint job and I wanted to show it off. So I'm going to bring this one up. This is from Tropic Fox.
Ooh,
and this is the 12th Vegan Rangers or Vegan Rangers or Vegan Rangers, depending on how you want to say it. I like to say Vegan Rangers.
I think it's vegan. Yeah, I would say vegan.
So
vegan. I think it's vegan.
I really liked the so a couple of things. One, I loved the contrast in the camo. I love the base coat color. And if you look very closely though, it's like not a particularly complicated pattern, right? It like the camo is not like 42 different shades, but it pulls together really nicely. And I thought he did a really, really nice job with the cockpit, right? You can see the different, you know, sort of the gradient of blue in the top window and the bottom window. The gun barrel. You know what? Let me bring this up
you
full
love that.
Screen.
You love the gun barrel. Like that,
I'm a huge fan. So let me bring this up. Right. So the different that's colors and the lasers that, you know, the ERLarge, the medium or whatever era Zeus this is. I love that. I always now, you know, I'm a big fan of decals. Right.
I know you are.
You know, real simple little like lichen, you know, for thick underbrush on the base. I like, again, love the torch titanium barrels. Very, very
it's a
cool.
Great camo. It looks very natural as well. Like it could fit into most cool. Like arenas. Yeah, the antennas are lovely. Yeah, just really, really
kind of horns. It's like horns. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to know what he used for the antennas, because those don't come on the model. So you know, they're not like the standard wire. So very, I didn't even
it
notice
looks like
that.
Sprue.
Yeah, they're right. They're like
the one thing I was going to say to your point about the cockpit. In the closer up shot, you can see, I haven't seen somebody do it that way where it's like horizontal gradient stripes. Yeah. You can see a lot of people do one color and then do the sort of L shape for the corner. So, and that's a really cool effect. It worked really well. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought so too. So really, really cool. Thanks to
and
Tropic
it's a yellow
Fox.
Base, which we've been talking about. So that's, I love it.
That's right. Yeah. The undercoat, like the base coat, like that tannish yellow, that ochre color. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. So again, thanks to Tropic Fox for letting us show off this mini. Really, really well done. Great, great, great paint job there. Really excited to see that and share that with you guys. Now, Tom, we get into your very favorite segment. It is the one and only Render Blender. Now, Dom actually picked this one out. Dom said, I want to blend this particular mech. All right. Tom has not seen it yet. Tom never reads the notes, so he doesn't even know what this mech is, guys.
No idea.
All right.
Tom just rocks up. Very hot. Rocks up and performs. Does no. All right. Aaron and I are on this day and night.
I wake up. what am I
fix your hair.
Today?
Right. Yeah. Put some blush on. Where am I?
Who are you?
All right.
You?
So, are we ready, Tom?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For the Atlas II.
Oh,
whoa. Oh, that's such a great mech to pick. I love it. Yeah.
All right. Now, Dom, you picked this one because it's coming out in one of the Star League packs or something. Yeah.
Yes. It's in the, I think they announced it yesterday, actually, as we're recording today, that the first quarter is going to have that first Star League pack out. So this is the real treat that I think you get in that pack. And just look at him.
All right. So I am going to bring this up full screen, and we are going to let Tom dive in head first into the Atlas II. So Tom, take us away here.
Man, I love the original, the OG Atlas. And this one is even better. I mean, my God, I can see why Dom picked this one. Like, what a great execution of the Atlas II. It keeps the, what I would say, like goofily oversized a cannon on the arm. Because again, think about how big and beefy the Atlas is, and then look at that gun, and the gun's almost as big as the entire mech, right? And it's just so good. But no, it's great, man. And like, it's just bristling with guns in a way that I think the original Atlas, like, you know, one of the things the Atlas has is 15,000 different armaments, but this thing, it really shows every single one of them off and shows you that it's also packing like the best of everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great. A little bit of detail on the shoulder gauntlets. That's great. Yeah,
pauldrons.
Pauldrons. Yeah, that's right. again, you can see like the layers of extra armor on everything where it looks like a blade of armor from tanks, right? Like it's all like, look at its bicep, right? Like that huge extra armor plate that they slapped on there. Like everything is just like packed with layers of armor, layers of guns. It's just awesome. Man, like you pull this.
I find it really
out.
Interesting as well. Just the detail levels now look, it's like an extra 20%. Like, go and pull an old Atlas out from the last Kickstarter and compare, and like all those blades of armor, all those little vents, all those little grills.
Yeah,
I mean, they're kind of there on the normal Atlas, on the standard Atlas, but it's just that they've just ramped it up like an extra 15-20%. It looks incredible, even like the actuators just look so. Yeah. Well set in, yeah.
Man, that's just a great mech. Aaron, what do you think?
No, I love it. And again, it's got these little pods for antennas if you want to put those in. Love the, these are like the traditional like heat sink type looks here. Again, lots of places to sort of paint in some different colors and silver and spruce this thing up. I don't know what this is. It's like extra batteries to power the
Right, it
flashlights
looks
in its
like a
eyes.
backpack. Yeah. Yeah. You can stick a little watch battery in there. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That's great.
But yeah, I mean, this thing is so I, it's funny. Like I was not like the biggest fan of this design when I first look at it because this thing is almost too big for me. That's my only.
It's an
It's
LB. It's
almost
an LB10
comically
X as well,
large.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's less realistic and much more on like the fantasy side of the design spectrum. Like it doesn't look
I think
realistic at
it is a
all.
bit too big. It's slightly too big, I
It's
think.
slightly to do it. Everything else looks great. I will say everything else looks really, really good. Love the
Two things that
LRMs
I love
and.
about this mech. I love it's got like the grumpiest, angriest face. It's like its eyes are like cartoon slanted, so it makes it angry. But the second thing I love about it's got like a washboard ab.
Oh, yeah, he's
Like if
jacked.
you
I mean,
look at
this
its
dude's been.
midriff, he's
Yeah.
so jacked. He's a little
His
jacked
stack is
cartoon. He's got
insane. It's probably got like monkey pituitary in there, HGH, a little bit of some kind of horse tranquilizer. Like, he's
For
just
sure.
rocking.
He's
But the one
brilliant.
thing I would say is, to speak about that giant gun, it would have been really funny if it like super beefed up that arm and then made the other one a lot smaller, So he's like the arm wrestler, It'd be really funny. So, I love it. It's a
Stallone
great.
massive. Over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, over the top, exactly. Shows up. He's just sitting there in his big rig, which is
Like
probably
doing like
Optimus
one
Prime.
arm pull
Yeah,
ups on
he's
his.
driving Optimus Prime, just doing, yeah, like
Oh,
the arm
so good.
things. Yeah.
So, Dom, what do you know what this is? Is this a?
I think it's an LB10X.
No way. It's got to be an Ultra
Think it
20 or
is.
something, right?
I think it's a 10.
Oh man. All
I think
right.
it's a
Well,
10.
we'll
Which
find out.
is,
I'm
if
gonna
I'm
look it up
wrong,
later.
comment below. But I've played with Atlas 2 a few times, and I'm sure it's got the 10X
Yeah.
on there.
I'm excited about any time we get new mechs. We did recently see the 2024 roadmap. Lots of good stuff in there. I'm excited to see the force manuals or whatever they're calling them, right? They're
Yeah,
supposed
they
to
look great.
revisit those, so maybe some cool stuff in there that we can use. So we'll see. But that's it. Let's wrap this one up, guys. So couple of things. Number one, Ares Games and Minis. Don't forget to check out all the goodies over there if you want to get force packs, dice, books, novels, terrain, paints, 3D print on demand, the whole nine yards, everything you want over at Ares Games and Minis. If you want to help out the channel, you can come on over to Patreon. It's a little as a dollar a month, and that helps keep the cameras rolling and the lights on. But before you do that, make sure you click subscribe, like, and as Dom said, leave a comment. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, tell us what you think we should talk about in the future. Always excited to hear about future ideas and things along those lines. So don't be shy. But that said, guys, I'm all wrapped up. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great Sunday. And of course, stay tuned. Always great stuff coming from Death From Above Wargaming.